Welcome to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
And on today's show, we're going to talk about adding houseplants to your home.
Now that the trees are out of the house, you may be craving a little green company.
Studies have shown that interaction with indoor plants reduce physiological and psychological stress and actually give you a soothing effect to your world.
Ooh. Len and I will tell you how to get started and how to make any room a living room.
So stay tuned and we'll be right back right after the short break.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix with EcoPete is the perfect ready-to-use potting mix for all your succulents. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix is a blend of sphagnum peat moss, perlite, and EcoPete. EcoPete is a natural wood fiber from peat bogs. When added to Fertilome peat moss, it produces a superior professional substrate with an exceptional ratio of air porosity and water holding capacity. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix will ensure maximum drainage with ideal water retention. It's simply the best succulent mix on the market. Ask for Fertilome by name at your local garden center. Available at Daniels Garden Center, Sumneytown Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Gasper's Home and Garden, 316 Tanyard Road, Richboro, PA. Church's Garden Center and Farms, Seashore Road, Cape May, New Jersey. Collegeville Do It Best, Ridge Pike, Collegeville, Pennsylvania. County Line Nursery, Harleysville Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back, everybody. Now, if you had a real Christmas tree this year, taking the tree out can be a real letdown.
That's right.
Yes, you very know, much.
And it's not just Christmas.
No,
it isn't. here's something that I found that I thought was interesting, that the Journal of Physiological Anthropology, in a report, stated, ready?
Uh-huh.
Interaction with indoor plants can reduce physiological and psychological stress by suppressing the autonomic nervous system and activity in young adults.
Oh, we need that, don't we?
I do.
Yeah, we all do. Yes.
I may not be a young adult, but Psychological Today reported it's a study by actually somebody you know, Julio.
Oh, yes. Who is she?
That's right. It's he. It was in a report, okay, the Journal of Environmental Horticulture, that it says that reduces the negative effects of stress, mm-hmm, encourages physical activity,
wow,
and other positive behaviors, improving cognition,
wow,
reducing aggression,
oof,
and enhance overall well-being in people of all ages.
Yep, includes us.
That is. Now,
that's great.
And stress reduction. That can't be... you know, emphasized enough.
Yeah, we have stress every day.
That's right.
Right.
Spending time in a natural setting helps speed up recovery from mental fatigue, mm-hmm, slows down the heart rate,
wow,
reduces high blood pressure, right. and lowers anxiety.
Now, that's why I work at Bloomers, okay? In order to be in great shape, my heart is going well.
There you
and
go.
And I had no problems with my doctor saying, oh, you got to lose weight, or you got to do this, or you got to do that.
Now, see, my problem is working at Bloomers causes all of those things
well,
for
that's
me.
That's a different story there.
But it's a thing. Our relationship with plants is deeply rooted, I think, in our past.
I think so.
And I don't think it's because we're, you know, that we're come up out of the slime of the water or whatever.
I don't think so either.
But it has to be that. I mean, we were originally meant to be hanging in a garden.
In a garden, right. From Adam and Eve, right?
That's right.
They were put in a garden.
You know, it's amazing. Having a few plants. You know, one Korean study of patients diagnosed with moderate to severe depression compared the effects of cognitive behavior therapy performed in a hospital to cognitive behavior therapy performed in an arboretum.
Wow.
And the symptoms of depression were most significantly reduced in the arboretum group, who also experienced a 20 to 30% higher rates of complete remission compared to a typically medicated group.
How about that? There is a correlation. This is all done through research.
Yes. This is absolutely, absolutely. This is scientific research. And this is all about plants. So in other words, don't take an antidepressant.
Take
a house plant.
That's right. Isn't that great?
Right.
It probably costs less too.
What does it say about stronger memory retention?
Compared to those who walked through a well-trafficked urban area, participants in several studies who walked through a green space or a natural environment, such as an arboretum, were better able to focus and concentrate on a test of their working memory.
Now think about that.
Wow. That's huge.
So down in Center City, so if you're walking along the streets, if there were more green environments, that's right.
Like big pots.
And again, we talked, both to our friends over at the Pennsylvania Horticulture Society, that they are striving to bring this to not only the city, but all of the surrounding areas.
That's right. Isn't that great?
You know, and here's something they did with vets. So fewer symptoms of post-traumatic stress. Studies of both veterans and victims of natural disasters who participate in horticultural therapies or nature-based rehabilitation programs found that both groups were better able to control symptoms of PTSD and develop more positive states of mind.
Wow. That's, again, another huge benefit of plants.
It seems like every kid at one point, you know, that they have ADD or ADHD. A study and with school children diagnosed with ADHD were better able to concentrate after a walk in the park than their peers who went for a walk in a downtown neighborhood. And similar studies even found that nature breaks, are restorative and can improve the attention span, working memory, and cognitive functions in children with ADHD.
Wow. These studies are incredible. To know these things would say to me, hey, you know, you need to do something about having plants near you, having these nature walks, being more proactive and being outside, right?
Yeah.
Things like this is very important for our health.
Now, Julio opened up with, he loves working at Bloomers. Now, I have a higher productivity employee, improved concentration.
I hope.
And employees with a view of nature, either indoors or right outside their windows, were not only found to be more productive, but also more alert, more attentive, more relaxed, in better moods, and less irritated by physical symptoms of allergies, asthma, than their counterparts. Than their counterparts that had no views of plant life other than natural surroundings.
Look at that.
Now,
isn't
we
that
kept
incredible?
Trying to put plants over by the producers back there, but they won't.
They won't work.
Yeah, they just don't want to work anymore.
No, they don't.
All right, I understand. I understand.
Yeah, you know that.
Creativity, Julio.
Higher levels of creativity, nature walks, and even short visits to parks and woodlands within urban areas have been found to boost creativity, mood, and sense of vitality. Look at that.
And then this is one that's close to my heart.
Yes, it is.
Fewer symptoms of dementia when dementia patients in an adult daycare facility became actively involved in gardening and landscaping activities, their cognitive abilities improved, and were fewer incidents of aggressive behavior.
Oh, wow. Yep.
And again, I think
going back to the garden.
Yes.
Hey, whatever you guys think out there, that's fine. But these are scientific facts that can't be argued.
No, they can't.
And to bring plants into your home is something you should consider because of the benefits that you get.
Oh, goodness.
We just rattled off all of these benefits that you get from your home besides them looking pretty.
I know. And I think it covered every area of our health.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, stress alone.
Oh, stress.
You know, stress basically blankets all of these, most of these things.
I think so.
So bringing in plants into your home and having plants inside your home reduces stress.
Especially now when you were saying we got rid of that Christmas tree or getting rid of it.
Yeah.
You know?
And that part of that, you know, blissful feeling at Christmas time.
Oh.
Could be that real tree that you brought in the house, that it just is another component that makes the holiday special. And also kind of depressing when you get rid of that tree. That may be...
It's empty, right?
It is.
It's empty now.
It is empty. Yeah. It is empty. And it's time to bring something green in.
Yes, it is.
All right. So listen, we're going to have to take a break. I want you all to ruminate about those statistics that we just rattled off and start thinking about bringing plants
right
inside
in.
Your home. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back, right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
You know, some of our most frequent questions revolve around organic container gardening for houseplants, annuals, and of course, vegetables. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is a lightweight soil mixture made with salmon, blueberry, lobster, and other compost, as well as calcium and chitin-rich lobster shells, sphagnum peat, perlite, and kelp meal. It is a great soil. And Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Organic Potting Soil is rich in organic material, creating lush, disease-resistant plants that require less watering, less feeding. Its rich, dark brown color provides the perfect balance between water retention and drainage needed for healthy plants. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is available at these local retailers.
Tony's Farm and Garden, Windsor, New Jersey. Espen Shades Garden Centers and Greenhouse, Lititz, Pennsylvania. Pickering Valley Feed and Farm, Exton, Pennsylvania.
Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to zizi plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
So, take two aglaonemas and call me in the morning.
Oh, that sounds great. I like that better than aspirin.
Right. So you know, all of the health benefits that plants give us.
Ton.
I, you can't deny what we just talked about. Mm-hmm. So start evaluating your home. And, mm-hmm. you know, you want to know how to start with plants? Mm-hmm. Start evaluating your light transmission.
Right.
Right.
Oh, yes. Very much.
What's a sunny room? What's a
dark room?
Right.
Where's that sun coming up? Where's it going down? You know, how's it look on the south side? You know, how's
and,
it look?
And the rooms that you're in a lot. Like, mm-hmm. don't put it in some room that you never go in.
Oh, yeah. Like a closet.
No, like our living room.
Oh, yeah.
We use our living room during Christmas season. The rest of the time,
you're
it's
done?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I never see you in there.
That's because I'm not.
I know.
Why do they call it a living room for if we're never in there?
I don't know. You asked to tell me.
Yeah, it took years for my wife to make me realize what rooms in our house were. It's like, what room is that again? That's
that?
The family room.
Family room, yeah.
What's the difference between a family room and a living room?
Anyway, I don't know.
evidently, ours was different.
Uh-huh.
And that we did spend a lot of time in our family room because that's where the TV is and everything else.
It's cozy, right?
Yeah, yeah. So start thinking about those rooms where you live. Mm-hmm. Those rooms where you live. Uh-huh. If you've got some light, you don't even need a lot of light in a bathroom because the humidity's up. Plants love that.
Oh, yeah,
just
sure.
love that.
You know what my resolution was?
What?
A plant in every room, okay?
Wow.
Yeah, because I love, you know, when you walk in my living room, there's a plant.
Right.
You walk in my kitchen, there's a plant. You walk into my... My family room, there's a plant. Plants. I got a lot of them in there. But, you know, I haven't had one in my bedroom yet.
Right.
So I need to put one in there.
I just put two pothos in our bedroom.
Oh, you did?
And you know what I'm doing?
I'm
replacing all of the silk plants that my wife had put in and decorated with and that are now filled with like an inch of dust. And I'm putting live plants in.
Oh, that's great.
In easy care pots.
Yes.
You know, doing a self-watering pot.
Self-watering.
And pothos are so easy in that these are on a little totem so that they're climbing up it.
Oh, wow.
And they're faced on either side of it's on, I guess you would
call
it.
Can you let people know what pothos are?
Pothos. Pothos are a vining type plant, large leaf. They're in different colors.
Okay.
Easy to grow, low light loving plant.
Wonderful.
It's a great plant.
So there you go, folks. Do what Len is saying, put a couple of pothos in there.
And again, I decorated with them. I didn't necessarily look at it and say, oh, I want a plant.
Right. You just stick it in there.
Right. Okay. That's right. So
you're thinking about how it's going to look, where it's going to go.
Well, it's all about what is the area where you're going to put it.
Right. The lighting.
How much light do you have?
Right.
And do you have enough, like... What is full sun?
Mm-hmm.
You know, full sun outdoors, we talk about where I think we should talk more in high light.
High light.
Do you have a lot of light in a room? Like that would be somewhere where it's a window that gets direct sun through that window and it's a bright space.
Very bright inside, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Then your options are wide open, but you do have to consider making sure that you're watering enough.
Right.
Then there is medium light.
Medium light.
Like that would be somewhere in...
You're able to read? Is that what you're saying?
You could use that. Okay. I mean, able to read without any lights
any
on.
Light.
Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because you can also use, in a low light area, you could use artificial light.
Artificial light, yes.
But you have to remember to make sure those lights are on or else they're not working. You know, it's a waste.
That's right.
If you go and you get grow bulbs in your home, you better leave the light on so that the plants get the benefit of it.
That's right.
And it's funny. It's you'll find where a plant that you're surprised in like a low light situation, like... I actually snuck a couple of plants into my son's bathroom.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I've got a nice big – it's actually pretty big now.
Pretty big.
It's a peace lily that started off as 6-inch, and now it's probably about
12. So it likes
12.
It in there.
It does like it. It likes the environment. It likes where it is.
Uh-huh.
It's nice and green,
not
getting yellow at all. And
perfect.
And all he has to do is drop it in the sink, fill it up with water, and
look at that.
And just take care of it that way.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
How easy is that?
Yeah.
Easy peasy,
And – with succulents,
oh boy,
they make life so much easier because they're small and they're almost like cast iron. I mean, they talk about something that's like an artificial plant.
Artificial, yeah. Like you're talking about air plants. You know, we were saying about how easy are they to take care of.
Air plant, but in the right situation.
In the right spot.
Right situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, What is your toughest room in your house for a houseplant, Julio?
I would think it would be my family room is tough because it gets really cold. The heating
cold.
System, yeah, there's hardly any heat that goes to it.
Yeah. See, that's not an issue with a plant.
Really?
I mean, think about our homes. We try to keep them, you adjust your thermostat so that it goes colder at night and stuff. But right now, in, say southern Florida, it's getting to be 50 degrees at night.
50-ish.
You know, so 40-ish. That's fine. I don't think your living room's getting that cold.
Yeah, maybe it's kind of dark.
Is it dark?
Most
light,
of the time.
Light is the biggest issue. But you'd be surprised that a lot of plants are shaded so that they can tolerate a lot of that light. Now, we're going to go and talk about specific plants for specific areas in a little bit. But what you need to do is make that evaluation and decide. It's like, this room is a dark room.
Right.
Or this room
is a light room.
I get a lot of light, so I'm pretty good.
That's good.
And that's something to consider.
Right.
And you don't always have to grow. Like, for instance, if you bring in a flowering plant, that flowering plant will continue to blossom. Like, for instance, we have right now some really nice paper whites.
Oh, yes.
And that they're going to flower no matter what light transmission you have in your home.
That's great.
And that's the kind of thing with bulbs and some flowering plants that just they're going to already be set with blooms, and then they're going to have that cycle. And speaking of cycles, cyclamen,
yes. It's
going to be the same way, that they are looking for cool. Not like full sun bright.
Yeah.
They don't need full but they will continue to flower, and then they will go dormant. So I don't want people to get hung up on having a plant that's going to last forever.
Right. And don't be scared if it dies, because you can always get another one, right?
That's right. Right. The plant's not puppies.
That's right. Yeah. You know, and you'll get to learn how they work and where to put them. Sometimes, they don't work in a certain spot because you want it there, right?
You might
want it there, but it's not going to work.
Think about your stove. Okay. I do the cooking at home.
Right.
I know my stove.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
If I went to your house to try to cook something, I'd be lost because I know where the hot spots are on my stove.
Sure.
I know what temperature to put it.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you have to do with your houseplant.
Yeah, you gotta play
You've got to figure out like what goes where and how things work.
Mm-hmm.
And it may take a couple of shots.
Oh, yeah.
And that you just move things around.
Yeah.
Look, don't get all tensed up. No, there's no such thing as a green thumb.
Yeah, there is.
Green thumbs are earned through trial and error.
Yep.
Any good gardener would tell you that whole green thumb. Oh, I have a green thumb.
Ooh,
it's like,
what is that? Green thumb stuff.
All right. We've got another break. We'll be right back right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix with EcoPete is the perfect ready-to-use potting mix for all your succulents. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix is a blend of sphagnum peat moss, perlite, and EcoPete. EcoPete is a natural wood fiber from peat bogs. When added to Fertilome peat moss, it produces a superior professional substrate with an exceptional ratio of air porosity and water holding capacity. Fertilome succulent potting mix will ensure maximum drainage with ideal water retention. It's simply the best succulent mix on the market. Ask for Fertilome by name at your local garden center. Available at Daniels Garden Center, Sumneytown Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Gasper's Home and Garden, 316 Tanyard Road, Richboro, PA.
Green Acres Nursery and Garden Center, West County Line Road, Colmar, Pennsylvania. Herbin's Garden Center, Chestnut Street, Emmis, Pennsylvania. Laurel Oak Garden Center, Thompson Mill Road, Marlton, New Jersey.
The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center is dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds. We carry a flock of feeders like the Brome Squirrel Proof Feeder, which has a lifetime guarantee. Brome makes fantastic feeders for frustrating squirrels and feeding songbirds. Bloomers Bird Sanctuary has a vast selection of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. We carry Lyric, Kohl's, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and our own line called Bloomer's Blend. Bloomer's Blend Songbird Magnet contains premium black oil sunflower, peanut splits, millet, safflower, and tree nuts. It's sure to attract the most colorful songbirds to your yard. Bloomer's Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County, New Jersey. Visit us online at www.bloomers.com. When you come in, ask for Shirley Spurbeck, Bloomer's Wild Bird Specialist. Mention you heard it on Bloomers in the Garden Radio, and we'll give you $10 off a 20-pound bag of Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet Mix. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
We are back, and before we recommend any specific plants, we want to talk about basic plant care.
Okay? Right?
Yep.
Right. I mean, it all applies to every plant. So, for instance, watering.
Watering is critical. Mm-hmm.
Most of your indoor plants are going to want to be let dry, okay, before you water. Sometimes outside plants are moist but not wet. Most interior plants are not going to be that way.
Right.
You know, I have a little note here on here that says that wet kills and dry forgives.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And the point is that your plants, if they're too wet and they're staying too wet, they're suffocating.
Right.
Plants need to have oxygen around their roots in order for them to do well. And those roots will grow if there's oxygen around the roots. But if they're saturated and they are waterlogged, they are suffering. They're just rot.
Root rot.
And that brings root rot for sure.
It's like you being in a shower all day. You start to shrivel up, huh, Len?
What are you trying to say? But, you know, it's getting an idea. And, Julio, I think we talked a few weeks ago about how do you tell whether a plant needs to get watered?
Well, what I do is I pick up the actual pot, and if it's really light, I know, I gotta water it.
Right. So for the volume of root space that you see, you can get a judge and know, that feels light or that feels it's
sure.
Heavy.
Oh, yeah, because you can look at the plant and say, it looks great, and it's dry.
Right. Yeah. And everybody wants to know, it's like, should I water it every day or every third day or should every Tuesday?
Every second day.
You have to develop a pattern because everybody's home is different.
It is.
If you have a home that has a humidifier, for instance, your plants are not going to need as much water as if somebody who just had forced hot air, dry heat all day.
Sure.
Their plants are going to need water more often.
More often. Yeah, that's what I have.
Yeah. So your plants need more often.
Oh, yeah, more often. Yes.
How often a week do you water your plants?
At least once.
At least once a week.
Yeah, and I have one that I missed. My prior plant, I missed.
You missed it? Wow, that's pretty. That's specialty care.
Oh yeah,
It's funny as I have a plant that's in a bathroom that is rarely, if ever, used.
Oh no,
it's a philodendron.
Okay,
that's in there, and a philodendron. This is a vining philodendron that will trail down.
Trails.
And I never repotted it.
Never have, huh?
It's been there for 2 years.
Wow. That's
and it's
a
in
a,
like a 3.5-inch pot.
Ooh, it's small.
And when I remember, I go in and I turn the water on in the sink.
Okay.
And I just let it soak.
Ooh.
And
probably
it just
loves it.
Oh, it does. And, but it's doing great.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Leaves are nice and healthy. There's no yellowing.
Nothing at all. Huh?
And it just likes that.
Likes
it
that
can
area?
Tolerate it. But that's the type of plant that philodendron is.
Sure.
It can tolerate that.
How about that? That's great.
Yeah. You know, it's also, I've got another plant in a bathroom that we use all the, you know, It's actually in our bedroom.
Oh, your bedroom?
Where there's a bathroom right there.
Okay.
And like when you rinse your mouth out, I put whatever water's left in there and I throw it on the plant. In our bedroom, I have a lemon tree.
Wow.
Okay. It's small. Okay. It's small. Okay. I used to have a bigger one.
Okay.
I also have a mixture of a planting. Like it's a
It's
in a big pot. It's like a 16 or 18 inch pot.
Ooh, it's big.
It is big. Yeah. And it's probably too big.
Too big.
But I made a combo pot out of house plants.
You did.
Using a Diffenbachia along with I have some ivy.
Oh, you have ivy
that drapes over the pot.
Oh, nice.
And some different types of tropical flowering.
Wow, it looks good, huh?
It did when I made it.
Okay.
And right now it doesn't look so good.
You have to take care of it?
Well, I actually took a 6-inch poinsettia and plunked it right in the middle of it, and it looks great.
It's great now, right?
But the thing is you don't have to just plant one plant type per pot. Yeah. You can do things
Mix it up a little bit. Yes. Yeah.
But
a bigger pot.
Mm-hmm. Again, I'm watering that way, kind of the same way. I've got access to water right there. Uh-huh. It's easy. It's not like I have to walk through two rooms to water it. So it makes it even easier.
Sure.
Now,
one thing I do,
that.
Like you were saying about, you know, having it set time, you know, I always think on Friday, like when Friday hits,
right?
I think of my plants being watered.
Okay.
That's what I do. Friday.
But you've developed that over time. It's not like because your plants needed it then.
No. I said to myself, every Friday, I'm going to check my plants, and that's what I do.
All right. So you check, do they always need water? Not all the time.
No, because it depends on my humidity in the house.
Right.
You know?
Right. And that during the wintertime, like now, it's very low humidity.
Yeah, like 43% in my house.
Oh, do you know the percentage of your humidity? That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. And then in the summertime, it jumps up to like 53 or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
You must have a fancy HVAC.
It's a carrier.
It's
one of those, you press a button, it tells you what it is.
Wow. Anybody getting a new an HVAC
call
system?
Me.
What to do is get a, make sure you get a humidifier with it. That'll help your
plants. I don't have a humidifier. It just tells me how it is in there.
But you can't change it?
Well, it broke and I haven't changed it.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Anyway,
when it
comes to plants and the amount of water, it really is best also to use with the index probe.
That's right. That's
shove
the best.
Shove your finger in the soil. See if it's wet.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times with hanging baskets and things that are in an awkward spot, I'll actually take like a pinch of soil out to see if it's what color that is. If it's like if it's a cocoa brown and dry, I know that I need to water it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
and then succulents are a totally different thing.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Succulents we're going to talk about in just a bit.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need. Most of our succulents that we sell are killed by people who are well-intentioned and should just leave them the heck alone.
Yeah, don't touch them. Don't water them so much.
Leave them alone. I think we talked about them being like cactus and the fact that they have reservoirs of water reserved in the foliage that they don't need that same
constant
type of water that you would have to give like a tropical foliage plant.
That's right. Yep.
Right, it's all about where it's plants about from too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's big.
We constantly talk about
and they're
where
usually
plants
from the tropics.
That's true. That's true. And also remember when you start with your plant, they may get ugly.
Yeah,
especially some foliage plants because they're adapting to their new location.
The
but don't give up too early or get hard on yourself.
Yeah.
It's just they're adapting.
Yeah, that's right.
That just relax.
Yeah, relax.
Water them
no
when
stress,
they go dry.
Either. No stress.
No
right?
stress. Because remember, the plants are helping you to de-stress. Don't go too crazy worrying about
them. That's right.
But it's all really, it comes down to watering. Fertilizing in the wintertime, I don't recommend.
Mm-hmm.
If at all, it would be at a half dose.
Right.
But I don't recommend it.
None at all.
You're going to want to do it during the active growing cycle. The plants are dormant in your house. So dormant's probably not the right word, but they are, let's just say that they're slowing down. They're not in a fast-growing cycle, growing cycle.
Okay.
Very, very good, Julio.
So,
All right. Our next segment, we're going to talk about some of the most popular plants that are small. That we're selling more small plants than
we are
like floor plants, like big floor plants.
Like that palms or anything
like
that.
Yeah, nothing like that.
Okay.
So we'll be right back right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant, paired with the perfect container, can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to ZZ plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com. And we'll see you in the garden.
Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Holytone. Holytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Some of the most popular plants are small, yes, but they have a huge impact, like, in your home.
Oh, they do, yes.
You know, it's cactus, for instance.
Right.
Cactus and succulents.
Succulents are big, yeah.
Succulents as hot a plant as you can get.
Yeah.
Air plants.
Air plants, yes.
My favorite plant in my entire home right now is an air plant that I have, and it's hanging from the latch of my window above my sink.
Above your sink?
And it just is a beautiful
That's
thing.
That's pretty awesome.
And it just, I can, I have bird feeders out there. Uh-huh. So not only do I have this air plant.
Okay.
And in a nice pot that's made specifically for air plants,
right?
But also I get to see the birds through.
And look at that.
Air plants. They're amazing.
Yeah, they are, aren't they?
They are amazing. We have one in the studio here with us.
It's so cool.
It is an incredible thing that we can take a plant that has no roots.
No roots. little fibers at the bottom.
Right. And and these guys are where they naturally grow in the forest and things, or in the crotches of trees.
Yeah. And hidden in there.
And that Tislandia is another name for them, but it's easier to say air plant.
The air plant's easy.
That I just have this sitting on my windowsill. Hanging from the latch of my window. And I just pop it out from the pot and just rinse it under the sink and then throw it back in. Now, I've had this thing there for 2 months.
Okay.
And it looks beautiful.
Does it really? Wow.
It looks beautiful.
That's gorgeous.
And that if I look, I can see, I was like, it looks like it's not growing, but it really
it
is.
It looks like a spider.
Because the growth comes out of the center. Mm-hmm. It's just a great plant,
and it
makes the kitchen look so great.
Oh, that's nice. Isn't
that great? It doesn't get any care.
Beautiful. Nothing
it doesn't
all.
Get
just
any
plop
care.
Plop it in the water, that's it.
I just shower it off, put it back, and then it's good.
How about that, folks? Hey, there you go. Get your air plants now.
Air plants to me are fun because anybody who has no success with air plant or plants, if they tried an air plant,
it's hard to kill.
Just throw it in the sink. Yeah. What do we say sometimes? We're talking about throwing it in the sink while you're brushing your teeth.
Brush your teeth.
That's great. That'll do great.
Wonderful. I'll tell you what I bought the other day or last. I've had it for a couple of months.
Yeah.
Peperomia.
Yeah.
I tell you what, great plant. It's almost like a succulent. Okay, it's probably a succulent form of a peperomia, maybe, but
not really.
It's really thick. It's really a thick.
The leaves are thick.
Yeah, very thick.
The leaves are thick.
And I water maybe once every 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because peperomia is a tropical, it is a huge. There's huge varieties within that same type of plant.
It is. There's plenty.
And folks, listen, that there are going to be plants that are like Julio is talking about peperomia. They look completely night and day different.
Oh yeah,
but they're still within the same family.
Yep, small plant. You don't have to like worry about it's going to grow 10 feet high or anything like that.
Yep.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, I also want to say too that that like with succulents,
right?
And like I was saying before, not one plant per pot. You know, you can take succulents and make a little succulent garden, unique planters.
Mm-hmm.
I think about it like a big. I don't drink much. Big cocktail glass.
Yeah.
You know, so you take a big cocktail glass and you plant them in there.
That's the beauty of them. They can put them in beautiful little different, not even a pot, like different, coffee pot.
Yeah.
Like that.
That's true.
Yeah.
And the coffee pot's almost like a terrarium.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not talking about like, you know, a cheap coffee pot.
No.
We're talking about something that's got a little bit of decorative to it.
Sure.
Anything,
yeah.
I mean, there was all the rage for one time is putting them inside a boot.
Yeah.
You know, planting them in a boot. Unique. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't want it on my coffee table.
Yeah. Where's my boot?
Yeah. It's like, I tried to put my boots on. There's a succulent in it.
That's right.
But using succulents and smaller tropicals are great because you put that little bit of life on a coffee table in your family room an end table.
Workspace.
In an area like Julio's house. I'm not even thinking about workspace, but absolutely.
Yeah.
My goal, you remember I don't even know, do cars have ashtrays anymore?
I don't think so.
Yeah. But I was saying that would be the perfect spot where a trend would be to make that little spot to plant a plant.
Look at that. Okay, let's bring back the ashtrays back into the cars.
They're going to be this is a pot. This is a spot for a potting.
That's right.
It's a potting space.
There you go. Patent that. You'll get some money.
Volkswagen. That sounds like something Volkswagen would do.
That's right.
Or Subaru, maybe. But all of these small plants make a big impact into your world.
It does.
And also, it's matching that plant with a pot.
With a pot, yeah.
And it becomes, you know, your interior decorating.
Decoration, yes.
It's the plants now are all about, it's a designer theme for interior decorators to match plants with the pots. And you can do this.
Uh-huh.
The pots are available and they're not real expensive.
No, they're not. Yep. All different colors, shapes, sizes. Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
You'd be in Candyland there and looking at the pots. Oh boy,
that's right. And a small pot, like there is even these 1.5-inch pots of succulents.
Tiny.
It's a little tiny baby succulent.
Yep,
just putting that into an area within your living area, and that's what Julio and I are trying to get. You want to have these plants in a spot where you're active.
Yep. You're around it. Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Try to get that stress level down, right? We're talking about that.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
So go out there, pick a small plant and a pot, and then go ahead and see what a difference it makes in your life.
That's right.
All right.
For 2020, that's what we want. People will go out there and get their plants and get their all their beautiful little plants so they can feel better and be
That's right. All right. We've got a break coming up. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
You know, some of our most frequent questions revolve around organic container gardening for houseplants, annuals, and of course, vegetables. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is a lightweight soil mixture made with salmon, blueberry, lobster, and other compost, as well as calcium and chitin-rich lobster shells, sphagnum peat, perlite, and kelp meal. It is a great soil. And Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Organic Potting Soil is rich in organic material, creating lush, disease-resistant plants that require less watering, less feeding. Its rich, dark brown color provides the perfect balance between water retention and drainage needed for healthy plants. Coast of Maine's Bar Harbor Blend Organic Potting Soil is available at these local retailers.
Stoffers of Kissel Hill Home and Garden Store, Rorristown, Pennsylvania. Ashcombe Farm and Greenhouses, Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Pickering Valley Feed and Farm, Exton, Pennsylvania.
Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Hollytone. Hollytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Well, we are back, and now we are going to be picking out the right houseplant, and it has never been easier than this, folks. It's so easy.
That's right. Aglaonema is my favorite. And I've said that before.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
And diversification in the different foliage that it has. There's varieties that are just a plain green to where there is actually a silver.
Oh, that's the one I bought.
Yeah?
Oh, I love it. It's
Tell me about it.
I just bought it about a month ago.
What does it look like?
It's
Remember, we're on radio.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Well, it's kind of the leaves are kind of like. Pointed, long and pointed.
About how long would you say the leaf is?
I would say it's about 6 to 7, 8 inches, maybe.
Okay.
6 to 8. And like you said, it has silver, but they're all a little different. All the ones that you know you can buy are a little different. But mine's
which
like
ones do you have?
The I have silver the silver on? In the center.
Okay, silver okay. in the center. So it's a variegated.
Variegated leaf. It's green on the outside. Okay.
Nice.
Like a deep green. And then like a light silverish in the middle. Oh,
okay. Ooh. Nice.
I have it in my living room and where it's light. Light, and it's like I have the east
because it'll grow in almost the dark. I mean, it'll take a low light situation.
Oh yeah, mine's on the floor and it's hardly any light there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit, but you know, it's in the east side, so I get some light.
Right,
but it's doing beautifully. Oh, it's gorgeous.
Aglaonema, it's a great plant.
It's a great Aglaonema. Plant. If you haven't tried that one, folks, you got to try it.
Right. It's also, a beauty. And also. Holy and I agree. It's a stupid common name called Chinese evergreen.
Chinese evergreen, yeah.
But again, Aglaonema is the common name that it's sold by. Mm-hmm. But if you want to look it up online, you can look up Chinese evergreen.
You can.
Snake plants. Snake plants.
Yep, snake plant.
Mother-in-law's tongue.
Mother-in-law's tongue, yeah.
That snake plant. Is a good one because it can take a lot of abuse.
Oh, plenty.
And there are different styles too. Where we get a lot of snake plants now, where they always used to be that same variegated or maybe a like uh-huh. rippled green on green pattern that were uh-huh. tall, like almost swords
Sword-like.
That would be coming out of the pot. Mm-hmm. To where now there's a lot that we get with our succulents. They're small and they have like a whorl of leaves that almost form like an open area in the center.
Right.
Beautiful. Oh, same texture, same texture where it's a thick-leaved plant.
Thick, yes.
And that very fibrous, but so easy to care for.
Yeah, doesn't need a lot of water. You know, it's wonderful.
Yep.
And I have one. Mine is has the yellow edges on the side.
Yeah.
I love that one.
That's my favorite.
It's gorgeous, yep. Also, we have what's called Monstera, okay?
And Swiss cheese plant.
Swiss cheese.
It's because there are holes in the leaves. Now, this can get fairly big, but it's like right in between a floor plant that because it could be used on the floor, but also in like a medium, like
medium.
I don't know, 12 to 18 inches when they're small, but they can get taller and broaden out as they grow and get to be at least 2 feet.
2 feet tall.
And the leaves become big, and that's what becomes big on them. The leaves themselves can actually go to almost 8 inches across.
Oh, are they serrated a little bit?
No.
No? They're just
there are holes in the leaves.
Holes in the leaves.
And that's where that Swiss cheese plant comes into play.
Oh, I see.
But very popular now.
Oh, it is?
Very popular now. And it is
2 foot tall, you said?
A medium green, but a nice plant, easy to take care of.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Spathiphyllum. That's peace lily.
Peace lily.
Peace lilies are very common. Mm-hmm. A lot of people complain that they stop blooming. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, they'll stop blooming when they're not getting enough sunlight.
Oh, okay.
Now, there are great foliage changes. Like there's a new variety that's not really new, but new within the last 5 years called Domino.
Domino.
Which has a great pattern to the leaf. It's not just that regular green leaf with the white flower. Uh-huh. Still gets the white flower, but the leaf itself, even when it doesn't have a flower, is very, very decorative.
Oh.
So it's very, very nice.
A little lighter.
Yep. It is a contrasting pattern within that leaf of that paler green with that dark green. Very nice.
Very
nice plant.
Nice. ZZ plant. And it's not, we're not talking about ZZ.
ZZ top, no. Super easy to take care of.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I had one, and let me tell you what, it grew pretty quick.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was in a great spot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of, their leaves are small. Mm-hmm. But they kind of like, they
alternate?
Alternate, yes. They go back and forth. Really pretty.
Yeah, dark green.
Dark green, yes. Very shiny leaf.
And do they grow like in a kind of cluster?
Kind of clustered, yeah. It looks like tubular kind of a stem.
If you're a starter or beginner or you're just looking for something that can tolerate abuse, ZZ plant is definitely one of them. Pothos,
we talked about that one.
Pothos, again, is a vining variety. Yeah. And that there's white variegation, there's a gold variegation, and then there's a straight green. Mm-hmm. But most of the time, you're going to see either the white, and it's more of a dusted white on the leaf, or a gold. Sure. And that it's not a plant that's like a table plant unless you get them like I have, where they're on a piece of wood as a climbing. So it makes it. So that it's an upright, say, almost 2 foot plant, so that it's wider and fuller.
Okay.
A lot of times you'll see them in hanging baskets.
Hanging baskets.
But that's one thing. It's keep in mind that you can take those hanging baskets, pop them out of the hanging basket, and create a trellis behind them and give a whole different look
to it, yes.
To what that plant was intended. Just because it came in a hanging basket doesn't mean it has to stay there.
That's right. And now we have Peperomia, one of my favorites right now.
Yeah, there you go.
There's plenty of those, and you can get all kind of varieties. And
About the diversity on those.
Yeah, there's plenty of those. You got all kind of colors.
Prayer plants. There are so many. And it's a shame because being on radio makes it hard. But
it is.
I encourage you all to come out to Bloomers, go to your local garden center or greenhouse.
Sure.
There is so many different varieties. Plants. Just go and grab something and try it. Just try it.
Mm-hmm.
And live with it for a few days or a week and then ask yourself, is my life better because I have a plant in this living space?
Right. Yeah.
And I know what the answer is going to be.
Oh, I know that too. Yeah. We know that, huh?
Yep, that's right. And I also know what the answer is going to be if you don't do it.
Oh, boy.
Your life, it's not going to improve, but life is better with plants.
It is. Much, much better.
That's right. All right. We've got another break. Right. We'll be right back right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. The Bird Sanctuary at Bloomers Home and Garden Center is dedicated to the care and feeding of wild birds. We carry a flock of feeders like the Brome Squirrel Proof Feeder, which has a lifetime guarantee. Brome makes fantastic feeders for frustrating squirrels and feeding songbirds. Bloomers Bird Sanctuary has a vast selection of wild bird seed, suet, seed cakes, and mealworms. We carry Lyric, Kohl's, CNS, Pine Tree Farms, and our own line called Bloomers Blend. Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet contains premium black oil sunflower, peanut splits, millet, safflower, and tree nuts. It's sure to attract the most colorful songbirds to your yard. Bloomers Home and Garden Center is located in Washington Township in Gloucester County, New Jersey. Visit us online at www.bloomers.com. When you come in, ask for Shirley Spurbeck, Bloomers Wild Bird Specialist. Mention you heard it on Bloomers in the Garden Radio, and we'll give you $10 off a 20-pound bag of Bloomers Blend Songbird Magnet Mix.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com. And we'll see you in the garden.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
See me and Julio down by the school.
Well, Julio, I think we've stressed enough to go get some houseplants.
Oh, I think so.
Your life will improve.
Very much so.
Hey, next week we've got a special guest going to be on the show, Steve Leyland from VPG.
Wow, VPG is an umbrella of plant and yard care brands. You may know Fertilome, High Yield, Natural Guard, and Fertilome Soils.
And listen, thank you for listening. If you've got questions about houseplants, please text, call the hotline, 609-685-1880. Send us pictures.
Yes. Hey, next time you visit your favorite garden center, greenhouse, or even botanical garden, tell them you listen to Bloomers in the Garden.
Thank you, Brett. Great job again.
Yes, Brett.
Join us next week at the same time, and we'll see you in the garden.
See you in the garden.